The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. We are on The Bigger Picture, and to help us make sense of what to look out for in the second half of the year, we've got Terrence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. Morning, Terrence. How's the second half of the year starting out for you so far?
Great morning, Ryan. Yesterday was a good day, actually. I mean, there were a lot of good news coming out from the G20, and I think Singapore market lapped it up. You see lots of greens, so that's positive for, I think, a portfolio, for our portfolio.
Okay, you're looking very fresh. I'm thinking you had a pretty good week so far. So, Terrence, let's rewind back the clock to the start of 2019. We saw markets actually doing quite well in the past 6 months. S&P 500 is up 17%. And overnight, it just hit a record high. How would you compare how things are compared to last year? Are you having an easier time now, you know, running a fund with this rising tide?
Oh, significantly. 2018 was really tough, especially the fourth quarter of 2018. But going into 2019, because I think the entire market has been totally bashed down, many, many cheap picks out there. So if you look at STI, that itself was up almost 8%. We tracked the STI, even though, you know, the composition of stocks is significantly different. But I think by and large, if you look at some of the big caps like ThaiBev, which was a favorite of mine, it was up 40%. The banks were on a rampage in March and April. And then after that was Singtel. I think over 1.5 month stretch, it went up over 10%. So if all these big behemoths, these blue chips, actually with stock prices acting like small caps, I think you're going to have a pretty good year.
Okay, so pretty good, I guess, time for you to pick bargains in the start of the year. So just give us an idea what you were bullish on at the start. I think you were quite bullish on property and technology. How have those, I guess, expectations and outlook changed in the past 6 months?
Property started off slow, but I think over the last few months, it actually picked up steam. And especially right now with the Fed going to cut rates, I believe that there's going to be a strong take up for some of these property guys. The property developers, my thesis at the start of the year was that, you know, they're trading at really, really cheap price to RNAV. And I think that this discount is something that investors should actually like take a look at. And the other one is technology. Technology, again, because the fourth quarter, there was indiscriminate sell-off. And for the first 3 months of the year, that did very, very well.
Okay, when you mean technology, are you talking about US tech, like the FANG stocks? Or are you talking about Chinese stocks?
Okay. To be fair, my portfolio looks at ASEAN. And then ASEAN stocks, if you're looking at the ASEAN stocks, I think we are looking at companies in Malaysia, in Singapore, and to a lesser extent in Indonesia. So Malaysia, Singapore, I think the tech stocks over these two geographies have done very, very well.
Okay, but we do hear a lot about how the electronics slowdown is manifesting even more. Exports in electronics are sliding for a consecutive month in a couple of months, few straight months. So what is the picture for these electronics earnings when we do get the next earnings season? Doesn't seem like a pretty picture.
Yeah. Okay, my position for tech stocks actually changed somewhere in after the first quarter. That's when the valuations, I think, sort of like outstripped the fundamentals because it ran up very, very hard. In May, because of the trade issues, a lot of the tech stocks started to slump. But before that, you can see that the manufacturing numbers, you're right. The manufacturing numbers is not big consolation. It has been like coming off quite a fair bit. In fact, you look at the March numbers, you look at the May numbers, we are at a multi-month, multi-year low. But my thesis for looking at manufacturing stocks was largely predicated on valuation more than anything else.
We are chatting with Terrence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. So talking about valuations, Terrence, are banks overpriced now, or is it still okay to go in? Because with rate cuts coming, it might be enticing to think about how banks might start to look cheap.
Well, if you look at the loan numbers for June, I think it's actually surprisingly high. Mortgage obviously got whacked. Mortgage have been very, very depressed. I speak to some of these mortgage brokers, they don't have very much business. That's a fact. But if you're looking at loans for other parts of the business, and surprisingly, like things like trade, that has actually bumped up quite significantly. And you'll be wondering, hey, why? Because there's this trade war between China and the US. But because of this trade war, I think a lot of the manufacturing facilities, a lot of the businesses have come south to ASEAN. And thus, there's a lot more loans happening over in the ASEAN region. I don't think the valuations are particularly attractive, even though they are not bad, you know, like they're trading about 1.1, 1.2 times price to book. But I think if you look at the banks, it's very, very well supported by the dividend yields. The likes of DBS, UOB, they're trading circa 5% yields. And I believe that, well, I've read reports that they liken banks to a REIT. I'm not sure I'll go that far, but then that just shows that, you know, the yields are pretty attractive.
So Terence, you go about on site visits, so you go overseas quite a bit, talk to businesses. When you talk to them, what is their outlook for the rest of the year? Are they cutting back on investments? Are they more worried about the second half of the year? What do you get from them when you talk to, you know, these business owners?
They're definitely pessimistic. Well, to be fair, because I meet up with like 8 to 10 companies, it's patchy, but we are talking about, if you're talking about general direction, they are pessimistic about this year at least. So there are companies that, I think a lot of companies are really cutting back and looking at how the next few months pan out. And because we are a small open economy over in Singapore, we are very susceptible to the global forces. So we also have to see how this trade war pans out.
Okay, we do hear about a recession, a bit of a slowdown coming. With all this in mind, what's your outlook for the second half of the year for the markets? How much more upside are we expecting if you keep all that potential trouble in mind?
Okay, I'm just focusing on the STI right now. It's after the surge in June, or the first 6 months of the year. The only blemish was actually in May. That was when the market fell 8%. But if you look at overall for the first half of the year, it's done very, very well. Right now, we are standing about 13 times PE. That's about average. Yep. So given that there are still unknown forces, and we must understand that, you know, right now there's a temporary trade truce and it's not exactly a trade resolution. So I would still be a little bit more cautious about the market, and I will do very, very selective stock picking.
Okay, so just to wrap things up, are you able to give us any stock picks that you are looking at?
Most definitely. If you look at the property developers, I think that is an interesting area to look at because of the potential rate cuts. I think it's almost a definite there's going to be rate cuts. And with the very, very muted government land sales, so you got the rate cuts with the limited supply, I think that there will be interest coming in for some of these property developers. One of my key picks, Sing Holdings, they have sold very, very well, 85% so far its tenure. It's one of the fattest margins in the entire property development scene. So that's one that I will recommend. Another one that has been bashed down recently is HRNet. It's a recruitment agency. A lot of people think a recruitment agency like a two-man sweatshop, you know, International Plaza, but this one is far from it. Over the last 25 years, it has been raking in cash, free cash flow, $50 million of free cash flow every year. It has $300 million in
its coffers. So why the bash down?
Well, I think because it's not exactly the most popular stock on earth. So a little bit of action. Some people, you know, during the May-June period, they want to sell. And really, there's no demand to buy out there. So as they sell, the prices actually came off. And also, to be fair, the Singapore business has not done as well as what it did last year. And people were afraid, again, you know, the same thing that we're talking about, you know, the trade issues and all, that will affect employment.
Okay, HRNet and Sing Holdings, two of Terence's top picks. We've been chatting with Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Terence. Have a great week ahead.
Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.